All right, reconvening. It's 1:31. On to item number 29, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Excuse me, bring us to item number 30, which is discussion for possible action, review and possible approval of the 2023-2024 Story County Water and Sewer Tentative Budget for submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
Good afternoon, Jennifer McCain, for the record. Promise this one won't be as long as the last, but if you want me to go longer, I'll figure out something.
Please take your time. All day.
I'd like to let you know that the Water and Sewer Department have requested an additional operator that currently is budgeted to be split 30% water, 70% sewer. This could change as I work with Jason and his team to solidify these budgets. Under the water fund, the revenues are projected to increase approximately 9% with the rate increases approved in Resolution 19-557. This year, the revenues are expected to be approximately $752,000, slightly under the operating expenses and the bond payments, which are approximately $797,000. With this, we expect to see a decrease in the fund balance of $45,000. For this fund, we do not like seeing decreases in their fund balance, so we will to see where we can move things around, if any expenses can be reduced so that we can not drop this fund balance as much. With this additional operator and some changes in staff in the water fund, the wages have only increased by approximately 12%. They do fall under the same changes as the merit increases, the CBAs, the insurance, the PERS. So because they have two new operators, last year's budget had one very seasoned operator and one, I'd like to say, fairly seasoned operator that were higher in the wages. This is what's contributing to that decrease. Lower increase, sorry. There are some significant increases in plant maintenance and internal system maintenance, not necessarily from the budget, but over historical actuals. I am currently waiting for a plan from Jason and his operators for each of these accounts, as they represent $40,000 each of the presented budget. This might be an area we can reduce, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen that plan yet. Other significant increases in this contracting with SPB Utility Services in the amount of $32,000 to support the new operators, as their certifications aren't necessarily high enough yet to fully operate the plant, as well as water tank maintenance account, which is $21,000. This amount is according to bids for this specific contract, which really hasn't actually evolved to be finalized currently. Is that a nice way to say that? Some possible changes in this fund include a significant contract with Sierra Controls to upgrade the SCADA program, which runs the plant. This is approximately $100,000. While this expense might ultimately end up in the infrastructure fund, I'm waiting on some final information from Jason, and some discussions that we have had need to continue. I just wanted to give you a small sample of the upgrades that are needed within the water system just to keep water flowing. Which is why we need to keep increasing that fund balance. We all understand that the water system is in need of significant updates, and we continue to utilize the infrastructure fund for these upgrades. However, those funds are limited, and it is important that the water fund continue to grow its cash balance for future system needs. I'm just going to move on to the sewer fund before I answer any of your questions, if that's okay.
Sure.
The revenues in the sewer fund budget are increasingly approximately 6% for charges for service. This is due to the rate increase approved in Resolution 19-557. The sewer fund will receive an additional transfer from the infrastructure fund of $210,000. This was designed in the original rate study and the USD to be able to afford the USDA payments. This brings the total revenue to However, operating expenses for the sewer fund are projected to increase approximately 36%. This is partially due to that added operator, and this might be one of the changes we might, depending on which direction Jason and his team want to go, that percentage split might change slightly. Other accounts with significant increases include utilities with a $9,000 increase, chemical and lab fees, which are increasing by $12,000 each. This is due to current trends of actuals, and again, that horrible word, inflation. SPB Utilities is also here as a contractor to support the new operators with running the sewer plants. Some other increases in this budget are also due to now we have two sewer plants, one in Gold Hill and one for Virginia City. The operating revenue here is budgeted at $471,000 approximately, while operating expenses are budgeted at $418,000 approximately. This is giving this fund a base to grow of $52,000 in excess revenue they can put towards future upgrades. However, I need to again remind you that this is simply the tentative budget, and there will be changes to come about between now and the final. This budget as well will need to be approved on May 16th, and we'll continue to bring updates with each one then. That's all I have for the water and sewer.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments regarding the water and sewer fund?
I do not, thank you.
Right, neither do I. Is there any public comment regarding the water and sewer fund? I'm looking at a bunch of people who live in town. No? All right. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the 2023-2024 Story County Water and Sewer Tentative Budget for submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation as presented.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 31 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 32, which is discussion of possible action. This is for consideration of possible approval of business license second readings A through E. Vice Chairman, is there any questions on these?
I don't have any questions.
Is there any public comment regarding these second business license second readings? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 32 listed as A through B.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to Story County. Moving on to item number 33 is the second and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, bringing us to item number 34 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 1:40 on the button. This meeting is adjourned. Have a great day. Thank you, everybody.